This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
President-elect Biden says he'll reverse many of President Trump's policies on day one, but reversals on trade, including China and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, may come more slowly if they do at all. Incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who backed the Obama TPP trade pact, admits Democrats overlooked the political toll of trade deals and job losses with their 2016 loss to Trump. That admission came in a Washington Post report. At the American Farm Bureau, trade advisor Dave Salmonson is also cautious in predicting President-elect Biden's TPP stance.
Yeah, we'll see. The U.S. doesn't have, of course, because we're not part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a relationship with Vietnam and Malaysia, Thailand. I know Indonesia is a part of it. But again, all the countries, including South Korea, we already have preferential tariff relationships with.
The U.S. and Japan struck a trade deal last year that, when fully implemented, will yield duty-free or preferential tariff access to over 90% of U.S. food and farm products. Another Biden advisor in the Obama administration says the new team will probably continue to confront China as Trump did in a, quote, very clear-eyed relationship. AFB Salmonson says again that it's not clear what direction Biden will go with China.
Of course, most predominantly is how to engage with China, continue the current policies, go in a different direction. For U.S. agriculture, we certainly want the Phase 1 agreement to continue, build on that.
Biden's choice for Secretary of State Tony Blinken told the Post that the new administration will take its time figuring out China, adding that Biden's very focused on putting ourselves in a position of strength. Whether Biden can do that and produce added gains for U.S. agriculture now becomes an open question. In other ag news from Washington, three unions have announced they are endorsing Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio for the next agricultural secretary spot. The unions are the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the American Federation of Teachers, and the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. In a letter to President-elect Joe Biden, the three unions say Fudge has been an advocate for all workers, including meat processing workers, and she has fought attempts to increase the line speeds in meat plants. As a member of the House Ag Committee, the unions say Fudge has, quote, played a role in the recent Farm Bill reauthorization and for workers on issues important to farmers, ranchers, and the whole agricultural ecosystem. The unions say Representative Fudge has consistently shown her willingness to lend her voice to those who need theirs amplified, who listens to all sides, and who knows how to make informed and balanced decisions. They also applaud her experience as a member of the House Education and Labor Committee, which has jurisdiction over school meals and other child nutrition programs. And as we're one day away from Thanksgiving, Americans are about to enjoy a delicious Thanksgiving meal. And USDA says that taking the necessary steps towards safe food handling and sanitation will protect you and your loved ones. The USDA is offering food safety advice to help reduce foodborne illness, including on Thanksgiving Day. Quote, our data shows that consumers can reduce the likelihood of foodborne illness by focusing on good hand hygiene and other food safety practices, according to Dr. Mindy Brashears, USDA's Undersecretary for Food Safety. As home chefs around the country prepare their Thanksgiving meal, proper hand washing and avoiding cross-contamination in the kitchen are critical to keeping your loved ones safe. The first step is likely the most obvious, which is washing your hands. Wash them before, during, and after preparing food, especially if raw meat or poultry is on the menu. Thawing a turkey should never be done on the counter or in hot water, and they must not be left at room temperature for more than 2 hours. The best method for thawing your turkey is in the refrigerator. Also, make sure to cook your stuffing outside the turkey to avoid cross-contamination risks as well. And you can chat with a live food safety expert online at ask.usda.gov for more tips. And stay tuned, more WSMI Ag News is coming up next. Moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News and other related topics. Do you know an experienced certified crop advisor with a passion for soybean management? The Illinois Soybean Association is now accepting nominations for the annual Soybean Master Advisor Award presented by the ISA's Checkoff Program. Any Illinois CCA whose certification is active, is interested and involved in soybean management, and works with farmers can be nominated. This ward is a part of the Illinois Soybean Association's effort to recognize certified crop advisors for contributions to Illinois soybean production. The ISA is a committed partner to the Illinois CCA program, offering multiple opportunities for crop advisors to improve their soybean management skills to be the most knowledgeable CCAs in the country. ISA also recruits experts to serve as crop advisor soy envoys each year to contribute local, timely soybean management advice and expert insights to Illinois Soybean Association's agronomic website, ilsoyadvisor.com. Award winners will be recognized during the Illinois Soybean Association's IL Soy Advisor Virtual Soybean Summit in February. To nominate a crop advisor, please provide additional information about the nominee by filling out a form. Nominations will be reviewed by a panel of soybean board members, Illinois CCA board members, and university professionals. Nominations are open until the 18th of December, and you can visit ilsoyadvisor.com to learn more and download the nomination form. In other state-related news, applications are being accepted by the Illinois Conservation Foundation for the 2021 Conservation Achievement Scholarship Program. The ICF awards the annual Conservation Achievement Scholarships to encourage the next generation of leaders to preserve and enhance the sustainable outdoor environment. Up to 4 one-time scholarships of $2,000 are given to outstanding high school seniors in Illinois who have demonstrated effective, voluntary, and long-term dedication to the preservation, protection, enhancement, and/or promotion of Illinois natural resources. Applicants must be Illinois resident and a senior in an Illinois high school during the year of the scholarship award. One of the scholarships is earmarked for a qualified applicant who is a dependent of a current employee of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Deadline to apply for the 2021 Conservation Achievement Scholarship is March 1st of next year. In local ag news now for your Wednesday, don't forget that the U of I Extension here locally in Montgomery County will be offering a three-part series that Extension educators will be offering practical tips to help you and your family enjoy this special time of year without the fuss. The free online webinars begin on December 1st at 6:30 and continue the next two Tuesdays after that on the 8th and 15th. You can register online at go.illinois.edu/holidays, and if you need reasonable accommodations to participate in the programs, you can contact the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. The webinar includes Jolly Good Cooking for the Holidays, which includes substitutes, swaps, and seasonal greetings, balanced extra calories through the holidays, and making a list and checking it twice. Again, these three webinars begin next Tuesday, December 1st at 6:30 and continue on the 8th and 15th. To learn more information or to register, call 532-3941. And in other news from our local U of I Extension Unit 18, Andrew Holsinger, horticulture educator serving Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County, was honored by the U of I Extension for his innovative use of technology to expand programmatic reach. Holsinger received the Excellence in Technology Award in recognition of his video production work, including the addition of closed captioning to video uploads on the Horticulture YouTube channel. He has been instrumental in introducing various technology platforms to the horticulture team during the transition to remote work. Holsinger provides horticultural education for gardeners of all ages and skill level. He offers expertise in pruning techniques, plant identification, fruit trees, and using technological methods for teaching. Additionally, he is responsible for offering leadership to the training and education needs of the Master Gardener program in the 4-county area. Holsinger is a member of the Illinois Extension Agricultural Association, the National Association of County Agricultural Agents, and the American Horticultural Society. And that concludes your Ag News here for a Wednesday afternoon, but remember you can always send us your Ag News by an email at wsmi@wsmiradio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, November 25th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.